Mute Song. The first time I saw you, I don't know which I loved more. You with your tranquil neck, calmly transporting yourself through the world, or the one who followed you everywhere, trolling the dark waters like a hook. The strange thing was that, as each other's opposite and negative, we were even visible. I with my tatty winter coat, smelling of reeds, you consisting entirely of surfaces, or should I say, one fabulously curved surface, smooth and white as an egg. I have no idea what you saw when you looked at me. A shadow dully pursued by the shape that cast it. A placeholder reserving a space from non-existence. Perhaps you saw God's fearsome ability to be absent. His morosely taken option to hoard his riches in another universe. In anyone else, such a thought would be absurd. In your case, it was luminous and adorable, shining in the dark location known as me. It was inevitable I would follow you. The sound of laughing that came, though you never laughed, the sweet, nonsensical conversations in which you remained impassively silent, the pointless journeys you took, your eyes perfectly round. My desire was the desire to be superlative. I, who had spent years in domestic craft, became selfishly single-minded as an artist, inflicting your beauty on myself like some ecstatic adolescent cutting her arm with a pocket knife. At night, I would disappear. You and the moon would glow. I hated to think of the dark, covering you over like a mouth.